This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, Ulster. I'd like to protest in the strongest manner possible about the roadworks going on in town at the moment. I'd say one thing if they were doing something useful, like putting in a special lane on the South Mall for wealth generators like myself, so we don't have to suffer in a traffic jam with people from Frankfield and Grange, who probably brought their cars on the Never Never. Unfortunately, what's going on in Cork now is pure vandalism, destroying one of the great driving cities of Europe, just so that vegan tree huggers can sit in the middle of a once great street, drinking a flat white made with milk that probably came from a plant. I just bumped into Hoggy on Pembroke Street there, and ended up shouting at him about my new girlfriend so I could be heard over the diggers, which stopped suddenly, so half of Cork heard me saying, "She's a total pervert, Hoggy. She likes to tie me to the rad and pretend that I'm from Glenthorn." I'm telling you, Audrey, it's an outrage. Who do I contact to make this stop? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
My cousin's very high up in City Hall, and no, he isn't a window cleaner. I said, "Where do you stand on people in Range Rovers driving around town?" He said, "In front of them, you'd be talking six-figure compensation."
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballydesmond. I met a fella for a ginger date a few weeks back, even though he openly admits on his profile that he's from Macroom, as if he was proud of it or something. We went for a nice walk in the woods. They're lovely this time of year, and if things go right with your man, you can have a nice little knee trembler up against a tree. Anyway, things did go right with your man, and weren't we at it every night as if we were from Scatterglen? The problem is that he's a Liverpool fan, and he got very upset when they announced they were joining up with some other crowd for a Super League. So upset that he was unable to reach the heights, so to speak, on the bedroom front, even after they changed their minds on Tuesday night. I said, "Come here now, you're from Macroom. The only thing you have in common with Liverpool is an inferiority complex and a daft accent." But he's not having it, girl, and last night didn't he send me a terrible song he wrote about his erectile dysfunction called "The Game Is Gone, I Can't Belong." Is this a red card offence, tell me? Rosaline, Ballydesmond.
At least his team won something recently. My Connor is a Man United fan. He started crying next to me in the bed on Monday morning. I said, "What's wrong, hon?" He said, "United are throwing everything away to shack up with a pack of rich Italians." I said, "Sounds amazing."
Hey dude, my old man's Bond villain house in Ballintemple is so big, our gate lodge has its own gate lodge. So when delivery guys drop my latest electric scooter to the door, I can see the envy in their eyes, along with the colour yellow, because a lot of Nairies don't get enough vitamin B12. I've tried offering them cheese made by my hippie friend, Michael Recycle in Skull, but they're all, "Your grand boy, I'm fierce busy," and I say, "Tempest Fugit," to try and make a connection, but that just gets a total blank. It's almost like they don't understand Latin. So like, how does a hyper-woke ultra-feminist Sagittarian from Ballintemple break down the barriers with a Nari in a van? Ed, Ballintemple.
I'm obsessed with delivery guys. One rang this morning and said, "I'll be up to you there in a minute, Audrey. I'll ring the bell when I get there with my package." I said, "You must be very flexible." Hashtag, he so was.
It's getting suspicious on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Stunners, who can get you a hair appointment. Say nothing. Fifi _ White Range Rover said, "There are basically two types of hot moms now at the playground in the Japanese gardens. You have stunners who got a very now bob haircut on the QT, and then there's badger lookalikes who'd do well to hold on to their husbands." Nikki _ Slender Fingers said, "Good observation, Fifi, but Douglas Road Stunners aren't allowed to go to the Japanese gardens because it's technically in Ballinlock, and you wouldn't know what you'd catch. So I propose a 2-week suspension for you, Fifi. Sauce babes now, nothing personal." Naomi _ So Lonely said, "It's great that Fifi's gone for 2 weeks because she only went to Regina Monday, but she has a point. It's haircuts or death now on the Douglas Road. I'm looking amazing myself after 3 hours with the top stylist, but the worry now is that some jealous bitch will shop me to the curtain twitchers. I'm thinking of pretending I'm a stylist and did it myself. But like, is it ever okay for someone on the Douglas Road to pretend to be a hairdresser?" Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and asked, "What would you say to a hairdresser on the Douglas Road?" She said, "Get inside before someone sees you and make me look like Taylor Swift." Hashtag demanding.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.